Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And back with us today for that report is Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Prices calls for slaughter hogs around the Midwest today are mixed and range from slightly firmer in eastern markets to slightly lower in western areas. Terminals called mostly steady to $2 lower. A light volume test expected today. Top prices from $45.50 to $50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $45.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, July 21st, voluntarily reported and negotiated swine purchases were 8,333. For the base market hog at 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $61.75 to $70. The weighted average was $68.51, a loss of 31 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.11 to $55.21, and the weighted average was $52.81. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 12,860. The base price range was $64 to $70.25. The weighted average, $68.05, a loss of 64 cents from last Thursday on a live basis. Barrels and gilts sold from $47.71 to $55.49, and the weighted average was $51.70.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, on Monday, traders often look at the 6 to 10 day forecast as something that they trade. What do they have today to say?
Well, Dave, first off, welcome back. And secondly, it looks like they pretty near normal summer pattern for the much of the U.S. There are some pockets of dryness of concern, especially across the prairies of Canada and the northern plain states, and they'll see some rain up there, but limited flow of Gulf moisture will mean the showers will be present but not providing a good soaking rain for that area, so they will continue to develop more dryness, more stress for the crops across the upper Midwest and for the prairie provinces of Canada. No extreme heat is expected for at least a week, and that will prevent any expansion of the dryness and stress. But again, the areas that have already been the source of concern will continue in that manner. The heart of the eastern Corn Belt will continue in fine shape for crop production. Areas of the mid-Atlantic states, they will continue to see an abundance of rainfall. In fact, surplus rain there, so a little bit too wet to the east, a little bit too dry to the north, but generally decent conditions across most of the corn and soybean growing areas of the U.S. Outside the U.S., weather in China will remain favorable, although, again, a few pockets of net drying are anticipated. India's coarse grain region will receive timely rainfall of significance, maintaining a much improved production outlook. Not much change in the European situation will occur this week, and that means that quite a few areas are very dry there. Possible improved rainfall may come in a couple of ways late this week and next week that do offer a little bit of relief. And as far as areas in Australia, the canola country down there, Western Australia, the only areas that desperately need rain. The lack of weather change and no surprise over the weekend will likely leave a little weather incentive for buying or selling of this year's crop. And that might lead to today's trade in a narrow range with prices really not changing all that much, at least if weather is the only influence on the market mentality. But again, the other concerning factor would be the price of fuel, especially in wheat areas where they are harvesting and there is not much change as far as the weather concerning the wheat market around the world during the weekend, and weather prospects for this week about the same as we were talking last week. Some potential for needed rain present in Canada's prairie. During the midweek, it looks like they should see at least a few scattered showers, possibly again next week, but confidence is low for the soaking rainfall. Rain prospects in Europe may improve during the weekend and into next week. Again, Western Australia may see some rain later this week, but interior portions may not receive any moisture. Buenos Aires rainfall this week will be welcome, although probably not enough to make a big difference in the crop production. So generally looking, most areas will be in a typical summer pattern. As far as the 6 to 10 day outlook, National Weather Service calling for July, August 29th through August 2nd weather to be above normal temperature-wise in areas east of the Rockies. Cooler than normal weather will dominate the western states, and drier than normal weather is expected in southern Texas and the desert southwest, and that will contrast with weather in normal conditions across the southern Rockies, the adjacent plains, eastward into the middle and southern Atlantic states, and that does include the southern and eastern Corn Belt. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Sunday night overnight training session, Kansas City's September Wheat opened at 505.5, down a half last trade, down 8.5. December, 518.5, down 3 last trade, down 8.5. September Wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 405.75, down 1.5. Last trade, down 3.25. December, 424.75, down 1.5. Last trade, down 4.25. March, 440.75, down 3.75. Last trade, down 4.75. July, 451.25, down 5.5. Last trade, down 4.25. September corn opened at 237.25, unchanged. Last trade, unchanged. December, 253, down a half. Last trade, up a quarter. March, 267.5, unchanged. Last trade, down a half. May, 275, down 2. Last trade, down 1.5. July, 284.5, down 1.5. Last trade, unchanged. December, the red line, 299.75, unchanged. Last trade, up 1.25. August beans opened at 577.25, up a quarter. Last trade, up 3.5. September, 584, down a half. Last trade, up 4.5. Noves, 599, up a half. Last trade, up 3.5. March, 623.25, down 2.75. Last trade, up 2.75. August soybean meal opened at 167.80, up 130. Last trade, up 130. August soybean oil opened at 26.30, up 13, and last trade was up 13. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the market came down hard last week as traders believed the weather was much improved during the critical pollination stage of the corn. But as you look at this market from a technical point, there's adding a number of targets to the downside still. The June low at the 26th of 247.75, the March low 249.25, the January 243. Pick one, I guess, given the fact that non-commercials are so long.
I agree. I think the fund being long, roughly 170,000 to 180,000 contracts out here by our estimates, tells you that any kind of rallies in the corn market are probably going to find some selling out here. I think that you've got these guys with us now back down below most all of your long-term moving averages, looking for places to get out. I would say that we're going to be mixed in corn today, just on a little bit of concern about the long-term forecast calling for hot weather. We'll try and bounce back, and probably the funds will step aside today, and we'll make a stab here early this week to go back and fill the gap that we left on Friday, which would be 257.25 to get up in that area. Most people seem to feel like the crop ratings tonight will be unchanged. Some guys going unchanged a little bit lower, some a little bit better. I tend to think that we had a little bit of rain in some of the areas that have lost dramatic condition ratings last week, and we'll probably see them bounce back a little bit. And from the Indiana side of it, I don't think our crop lost anything last week. I actually feel like it'll be a little bit improved again, because we continue to get some rain. There is a little bit of rain in Iowa right now through the central part of Iowa. That might actually offset some of the buying in corn. So corn, I'm kind of a mixed bag. I think you'll start steady, maybe a half better.
Dead cat bounce today in soybeans?
I think at least that, but I think they're also a little concerned. Beans are an August crop. And the 6 to 10 day forecast is pretty hot out there. Now, offsetting that is the 6 to 10 day also brings moisture across a large portion of the Midwest. So the hot, it probably doesn't hurt the beans like it does corn through the pollination period. So if you get some water with it, we might actually continue to see beans improve to some extent. The funds are short 20,000 contracts of beans, so there's a possibility we could see some short covering by them on concerns. Like the corn, I think condition ratings are mixed right now. I feel that they'll be a little bit better tonight, but there's a lot of people that think the opposite, that think we'll be down just a little bit. And we lost, 26, 27 cents last week. So a little bounce back probably would not be terribly surprising. I will say that if you're a bull, you're wanting this thing to close back above $6. If we can't maintain a close above $6, we probably bring in renewed selling out here. My objective is to see Novi Beans try and work back up towards the, like 6.12 area, something like that, which I saw as pretty good support on the way down that we blew through.
And Barry, go ahead.
Wheat, I think, is probably going to be a little bit easier as we get started here this morning. I think that the spring crop tour gets started, and we'll probably find that yields are a little bit better than we thought, and we probably overdid it late last week. So I can see wheat down 2, 3, 4 cents here this morning, just like it was in the overnight.
And very quickly, just calls at the Merck, please.
I think you're going to be down extremely hard in the cattle, probably a full dollar based on the placements, and in the hogs, I think steady mixed.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're listening to WILO Urbana, broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.